This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Among the many industries wondering what they stand to gain or to lose under the administration of Donald Trump, railroads. Mr. Trump says he's interested in a major infrastructure initiative. A trade group representing major freight railroads sent a letter to him yesterday with a wish list. But at the same time, the rail industry is concerned about how trade policy could affect the freight business. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
If the new president spends a bunch of money on national infrastructure, freight railroads could get a lift. That's according to Larry Gross, a consultant with FTR Transportation Intelligence.
That will certainly help the railroads from the standpoint of moving all of the construction-related commodities, the steel, the pipe, the rebar.
But on the campaign trail, Trump took aim at rules governing trade with Mexico and Canada, rules which have benefited the rail industry. Gross points to the effects of Mexico's growing auto industry.
Set up finished vehicles are coming north across the border. That's a major trade that the railroads are participating in.
Ultimately, Trump's trade and infrastructure policies can't be pried apart, according to Robert Puentes. He runs the Eno Center for Transportation.
It actually does matter when you think about the trade that we have with other countries to determine the infrastructure play for that.
Another big question for the rail industry, whether Trump tries to revive the coal industry, the biggest source of rail traffic. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.